Welcome to our deep dive into the world of last mile delivery.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking at some research that you sent me about how people perceive the sustainability of different delivery methods,
Yeah.
things like home delivery, parcel lockers, click and collect. We're on a mission to figure out if sustainability really matters when you're choosing how to get those online purchases delivered.
Well, it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
More and more research is coming out about making deliveries greener.
Right.
And this study really zeroes in on consumer perceptions, which is key because there's often a gap between what companies claim is sustainable
Oh, totally.
and what buyers actually believe
Right.
and are willing to pay for.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So why don't we start with a real quick overview of those three methods the research focuses on?
Yeah.
Home delivery, that's the classic. Package arrives right at your door. Parcel lockers, those automated kiosks popping up everywhere, let you pick up on your schedule and click and collect. You buy online and then pick it up at the store.
Yeah, and to understand sustainability in this context,
Yeah.
I think we need to remember that it's not just about the environment.
Okay.
It's about the triple bottom line:
Okay.
environmental, economic, and social
Good.
sustainability.
It's about the whole picture.
The whole thing.
Planet, profits, people.
Exactly. This research actually used something called the Technology Acceptance Model,
Okay.
or TAM for short,
Okay.
to see how these factors influence whether people like and would use a delivery method.
So is TAM looking at whether a method is easy to understand and use,
Yeah.
and does it actually solve my problem?
Precisely so.
Okay.
It boils down to two things: perceived ease of use
Got it.
and perceived usefulness. And the study found that these were consistently strong predictors of whether people would embrace a particular delivery option.
Makes sense. We all want things to be simple and effective. But I hear there's a twist when it comes to social sustainability and home delivery.
There is.
Real.
Yeah, the study found that if people thought home delivery was more socially sustainable, they were actually less likely to use it.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
Why would caring about social impact make home delivery less appealing?
Well, the researchers offered a couple of possible explanations.
Okay.
One is cost people might associate social sustainability with higher prices,
Right.
like companies paying their workers fairly or sourcing products ethically.
Sure.
So it might make home delivery seem pricier.
So maybe they're thinking ethical delivery is great, but not if it breaks the bank.
Exactly.
Okay.
The other possibility is how W social sustainability was measured,
Okay.
specifically its impact on the region.
Okay.
Think about home delivery, it often involves big international companies.
So you're thinking that it's supporting a global corporation
Yeah.
versus something local,
Versus local.
even if the social practices are similar.
Right? It might feel less personal and less connected to their community.
Okay, I got it.
But when it comes to environmental sustainability, things were more straightforward.
Oh, really? So people do care about the planet when it comes to delivery.
They do, at least in this study.
Okay.
They responded positively to environmental sustainability for home delivery and parcel lockers.
It seems like we're all becoming more eco-conscious these days,
Yeah.
but is going green always perceived as being more expensive?
Not necessarily. For click and collect, people actually thought it was cheaper if it was perceived as environmentally friendly.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Perhaps they expect companies to have those eco-friendly practices these days, and maybe those practices actually lead to cost savings that get passed along.
Sure.
But what about economic sustainability, that profit part of the triple bottom line?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The study found essentially an O link between how economically sustainable people thought a method was and whether they'd actually use it.
So people aren't factoring in whether the delivery company is making a decent profit.
It doesn't seem so,
Okay.
at least not in this research.
So.
It seems like when it comes to online shopping, consumers are more focused on the planet and the people involved than on pure profit.
It sounds like we as consumers like to think we're putting our money where our morals are.
It does.
But cost still matters in the real world, right?
Absolutely. Cost is a major factor.
Yeah.
However, it's not a simple case of if it's expensive, I won't use it.
I have a feeling there's a bet coming.
You bet.
Okay.
Perceived cost didn't directly affect whether people said they'd use a specific method. But looking at the bigger picture, higher perceived cost did make people less likely to choose parcel lockers overall.
So the price tag contributes to the overall appeal, even if it's not the deciding factor.
Exactly.
Maybe a higher cost makes it seem less convenient or attractive compared to other options.
Yeah.
But does this all mean sustainability is just a marketing ploy? Or do our choices really matter? We'll dig into that in part two of this deep dive.
Stay tuned. Oh, it's definitely more than just marketing.
Okay.
Sustainability is becoming a core value in business,
mm-hmm.
and last mile delivery is no exception.
So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Our choices do have an impact then?
They absolutely do.
Okay.
Choosing a sustainable delivery option sends a signal to companies that you value those practices.
Right.
And it encourages them to invest in making their entire supply chain more sustainable.
Now, what are the potential downsides of just focusing only on the environmental impact of delivery?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
While reducing emissions is crucial,
of course,
hyper-focusing on just that one aspect could lead to unintended consequences.
Well, what? Give me an example.
Well, imagine a company switches to electric vehicles.
Okay.
But doesn't address fair working conditions for their drivers.
Right.
Or they optimize routes for efficiency.
Sure.
But end up neglecting the needs of local communities.
So it's about finding a balance between doing what's right for the planet and doing what's right for the people involved.
Exactly. Companies need to find that sweet spot.
Yeah.
Between sustainability and convenience.
Right.
If sustainable options are seen as a hassle.
Yeah.
People will simply choose the easiest route, even if it's less responsible.
So no more obscure eco-friendly depots miles away.
Right.
It needs to be a no-brainer for the consumer.
Right. And that might involve getting creative with the delivery methods themselves.
Okay.
We're already seeing innovations like electric delivery vehicles,
yeah,
cargo bikes, and even drones.
Drones delivering packages? That sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But these technologies have the potential to reduce emissions,
okay,
traffic congestion,
right,
and even delivery times.
Yeah.
Plus, they can potentially reach areas with limited infrastructure.
I could see how that could be a game changer.
Yeah.
But what about social sustainability in all of this? How can we ensure fair wages and good working conditions?
There are definitely things companies can do.
Okay.
Partnering with local businesses for pickup points,
mm-hmm.
or using local couriers keeps things on a human scale.
Right.
Transparency is key too.
Okay.
Consumers are demanding more information about sustainability claims these days.
So no more vague promises.
Exactly. Companies need to be open about their efforts.
Sure.
Provide clear information about their impact.
Right.
And back up their claims with real actions.
So what kind of information should we as consumers be looking for when we're, you know, shopping online or whatever?
Look for things like carbon footprint labels.
Okay.
Ethical sourcing certifications,
mm-hmm.
or detailed reports on their social impact initiatives.
Gotcha.
Think of it like checking the nutritional label on food.
Right.
You want to know what you're getting.
An informed consumer is an empowered consumer.
Precisely. And speaking of empowerment, let's not forget the role of the individual consumer.
So it's not just about waiting for companies to get their act together. Right.
We can actually make a difference ourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Every time you click buy now,
mm-hmm.
you're casting a vote for the kind of world you want to live in.
I never thought about that way. But what if the sustainable option is more expensive or less convenient?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough choice, right?
It can be, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But remember, sustainable options aren't always as expensive.
Okay.
Or inconvenient as you might think.
Trust.
And sometimes it's worth a little inconvenience.
Yeah.
To support a company doing things right.
True.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't feel bad about occasionally splurging on that express delivery.
We all have our moments.
Yeah.
The key is to be mindful.
Right.
And make conscious choices whenever possible.
So it's a collective effort here.
It is.
Both companies and consumers need to work together.
Yeah.
To make last mile delivery more sustainable.
Absolutely. And this is just the beginning.
Right.
This research focused on younger consumers in Germany.
But what about other countries, other age groups?
Yeah, it's like we've only just scratched the surface here. But
yeah.
Before we get too carried away,
yeah.
we need to address the big question here.
A big one.
Does sustainability really matter when choosing how to get those online purchases delivered? That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Does it really matter?
Well, based on this research, I'd say a resounding yes.
Okay.
But it's not quite that simple.
Right.
Consumers do care about sustainability,
mm-hmm.
But it's not the only thing driving their choices.
It's a complex equation.
It is.
Convenience and cost are still major players in the game.
Absolutely. So how do we navigate this?
Yeah, how can we as consumers make more sustainable choices without having to sacrifice, you know, convenience or cost?
Well, first, don't assume that sustainable delivery has to be expensive or a huge hassle.
Okay.
We've seen that's not always true.
Right.
Do a little digging.
Don't just click the default.
Right. Second, look at the details. How are companies addressing all three aspects of sustainability? Environmental, economic, and social.
Okay.
Are they using electric vehicles?
Right.
Do they treat their workers fairly?
Mm-hmm.
Are they investing in local communities?
So it's about looking beyond just those eco-friendly buzzwords.
Look for certifications,
mm-hmm.
labels, company reports, anything that gives you a clear picture.
Right.
And lastly, remember, your choices have power.
Okay.
They encourage companies to up their game.
Right.
Which makes the whole system more sustainable.
So our choices really do send a message.
Precisely by supporting companies that prioritize sustainability, you're creating a demand for more responsible practices across the board.
This has been incredibly eye-opening.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else we should be considering?
You know, this research focused on consumer perceptions.
Yeah.
I think it would be interesting to compare those perceptions
mm-hmm.
to the reality of these delivery methods.
You mean like, are companies actually walking the walk?
Yeah. For example, a company might be perceived as environmentally sustainable.
Right.
But are they accurately measuring their carbon footprint?
Okay.
Are their offsets truly effective?
Right.
And what about those fair labor practices?
Yeah.
Are they truly in place throughout the whole supply chain?
So there's a potential for greenwashing.
Absolutely.
Or even social washing.
As consumers, we need to stay informed.
Right.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
And hold companies accountable.
It's about digging deeper.
Yeah.
Going beyond the surface and getting the full story.
Exactly. True sustainability requires both individual action and systemic change.
Well, that's a wrap on this deep dive into the world of last mile delivery and sustainability.
It's been a good one.
Any final thoughts for our listeners out there?
Keep learning.
Yeah.
Stay curious.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, every choice you make has the power to shape a more sustainable future.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And remember, as always, keep asking those tough questions.